This is Earth and Sky with a question that stumped a lot of experts. A listener wants to know, does anything live in clouds?
We talk to scientists, from microbiologists to cloud experts. Every single one said, interesting question, but no one had a solid answer.
The only life form that there was some agreement on was bacteria. Probably some bacteria do make their way into clouds as cloud condensation nuclei. In other words, they become the tiny suspended particles that serve as the collection points for water vapor, the seeds of cloud drops and raindrops. These cloud condensation nuclei can be windblown dust, sea salt, exhaust from combustion, and probably a small fraction are also bacteria.
But it's probably not accurate to say that bacteria live in clouds. Instead, they just survive their time there. The lifetime of a cumulus cloud is about a half an hour. And since air is continuously passing through clouds, the lifetime of a single cloud droplet is much less than that. The bacteria in clouds probably don't grow or reproduce until they come back in contact with a food source. So they either dry up and die or fall back to Earth enclosed inside a drop of rain.
Thanks today to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.